Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co and keep listening for this week's latest episode. Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to this future-proofing mini-episode all about not letting your ego get the better of you.
We were really impressed with the maturity and wisdom of New Zealand entrepreneur Brianne West, who's the founder and CEO of Atiq, the global and sustainable cosmetics company.
Brianne's mission is to rid the world of single-use plastics, and Atiq replaces bottled products like shampoos with solid bars of concentrated product.
You know, it's such a smart idea.
Yeah.
It's one that Brianne began formulating while still studying at uni in her mid-20s. And since then, Brianne and Atiq have grown, and Brianne has won all kinds of honours, including New Zealand's Young Entrepreneur of the Year for 2 years ago and being named Obama Leader for Asia Pacific.
Amazing. With all those accolades, Brianne could be forgiven for running her global business exactly as she pleases. But what's so refreshing about this entrepreneur in her 30s is that she's well aware she's never worked in any other business and knows she needs other people's expertise to help her succeed.
Yeah, it's so refreshing. And that's where mastering your ego really comes into it. Brianne is so authentic about what she does and doesn't know. In a world where it's easy for us all to think that we've a role to play and claim more experience and capability than we may have, one of the secrets to Brianne's success is that she's learned her business needs, literally needs, her to listen to the recommendations of others in order to succeed.
Exactly right. Here she is.
The only reason I've been successful is because the people around me. Atiq is not one person. And, you know, even in my personal capacity, I'm only a success because of the people around me who have made tactful suggestions that perhaps that's not the best decision, or have talked with me over something we wanted to do and we've thought, no, we'll either delay it or we'll do it slightly differently or whatever. So I like action. I don't like just talking about something, but that must be tempered with arguably more experienced people who've done things before.
Yeah, absolutely. And how have you found those experienced people?
This is a difficult one. We get asked this a lot, or I get asked this a lot, but luck. I've never gone really out there and looked. I found my current business partner, who's also a mentor, really. He was part of a university competition, and he just came as part of the competition to help me develop a business plan. And so he, at the end of the competition, wanted to invest in the company, and that's why he is where he is now, and he's been invaluable to the company's success. Probably the biggest mentor of my life has been the current COO. He has loads and loads of experience and has taught me essentially how to be a CEO of a company that's growing and how a real business works, because I don't have any experience in a real business. You know, I've never worked in a corporate. I have no desire to, but I don't know how businesses are supposed to work, which I think is one of the great things about IT, because we don't do what we're supposed to do because we don't know, and it works out well most of the time.
That dynamic too must be really quite tricky, both for you as CEO, allowing other people to influence decisions that influence your baby, in other words, your business, and for Tristan, who has been there and done that and now has to work with you, someone much younger than him, I'm assuming. It's probably a real art and delicate balance of how you got that going and got it going so successfully, I imagine.
I think it depends on the people. The big part is that we leave ego at the door. I'd like to think that certainly Tristan has no ego. You know, he's been there, done that. He's very successful in his own right. And now he's here to help. And that's always been his purpose. So we will we'll have robust discussions about things, absolutely. And I have no problem accepting his advice and feedback, unless it countermands the actual values of the company, you know, in terms of our actual ethical values, but it never has. So it works beautifully, but I can absolutely see why it would if egos became involved.
Mm.
And I think that's where a lot of businesses or partnerships in general have problems, is because people cannot put aside their feelings for the greater good. And it is hard to do. And I was really bad at it to start with, absolutely. And I had to learn.
What did you learn and how did you get better?
Oh, I guess it's a long-term process, isn't it? It's experience, you know, other people being right. I naturally think or thought that I knew the best for my company because I built it, right? And it's kind of a standalone version of my values of how the world should be. And I therefore assumed that I would know what's best for it. I don't. Other people are much more knowledgeable about a variety of factors than I am. And I guess over time I realized that. And you build up trust in other people.
That trust is really key, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, because it sounds like what she's talking about is that it's a safe place to be open about what you do and don't know, because you trust the people you work with to respect that vulnerability rather than abuse it.
Yeah, and I'd love to meet Tristan, actually, because, you know, Brianne's clearly not the only one who's parked her ego at the door in order to do what's right for the business.
Yeah, no, exactly. They really sound like they have a great partnership.
Indeed they do. Speaking of trust and being open about your capabilities, Brianne is someone who is so refreshingly open about the challenges she faces as a high-profile CEO, and she speaks in a way we wish more people would.
I still don't feel confident in running my own business. The idea that anyone out there feels 100% confident and sold in what they're doing at any point in time is probably untrue, bar a select few people. Most people have underlying insecurities, but they just hide it, which is kind of a shame, because then you feel, you know, people who haven't done it before feel that perhaps they're not right for it because they don't feel absolutely secure. But I never really feel 100% secure in anything I do.
As well as being a B Corp business, it really sounds as if Fatigue must have a really great culture.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and I love the fact that Brianne has clearly surrounded herself with people whom she trusts, and importantly, with whom she can be vulnerable and share her insecurities when she may need to. You know, the more we can all feel comfortable and confident enough to speak more vulnerably, I believe the more successful many of us and many businesses can be.
Absolutely. Find your confidants or coaches, people, and confide in them.
Hear, hear.
Well, that's this episode done and dusted. Stay tuned for an incredible conversation with author and activist Sarah Wilson next week.
Oh, she's so incredible. Stay safe, have fun, and ciao for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.